If you like what you see, please like and share the video, and subscribe to the channel, turning on all notifications. If you would like to support this channel with a one-time donation, which is not tax-deductible, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. The link is in the description. If you buy me a coffee, I will mention your name in my next video. Buy three or more coffees, and I will also read your comments up to three sentences, so long as they're not out of line. Those who have bought coffees since the premiere of my last video and the recording of this one are Brian Castaneda, Scott, Craig Rosenblatt, Whiskers, who said, "Listen and save all your videos, share them, best concise, and researched Catholic beliefs." Someone who said, "Love your videos." Steve Baker said, "Great presentation, no fluff, straight to the point. Can't wait until your next video." Catholic Gamer said, "Would love to reach out. Active duty Catholic family serving in Japan. Thank you for your service." Connie C. says, "I am so thankful for having found you on YouTube. I have a few favorites that I listen to when I want to have proof for our faith, and yours are at the top of my list. I hope to share your lessons with my non-Catholic friends and family at the appropriate time. Thank you." Noah says, "Amazing content, helping us increase our faith and help us defend our faith. Thanks. Keep it up." Kent A. Purdy says, "I watch all your videos. They are well produced and deal with subjects Catholics need to hear. I agree with 90% of them. Keep up the good work." Only 90%? Thanks to everyone who have bought coffees. If you bought a coffee recently and I did not mention you, that's because it was bought after the recording of this video. Rest assured, you will be mentioned in my next video. You can also like and follow us on Facebook. The link for that is also in the description. Did giants exist long ago? All ancient cultures have stories of encounters with giants, independent of each other, including Aztec and other Native Americans. Or better yet, do giants exist today? This may sound like a silly question to postmodern ears, but the idea that giants may have or do exist was not scoffed at, even in some academic circles, as recently as 200 years ago. The remains of giants were reported in newspapers, and encounters of tribes of giants were recorded in the chronicles of the voyages and explorations of Magellan, Amerigo Vespucci, Christopher Columbus, and De Soto. Documents that historians consider historically accurate for the most part, except when it comes to reports of running into creatures such as giants. Those reports are passed over as fantasy or exaggerations about really tall people. But even in modern times, there are reports of encounters with giants. Japanese soldiers in World War II reported being attacked by giants in the Solomon Islands. The islanders claim these giants indeed do exist. The same with some locals in Afghanistan. Two of the men involved in an incident in Kandahar during the U.S.-Afghan campaign in the early 2000s reported that a special ops team was sent to look for another group of American soldiers that had disappeared in the mountains. It is claimed that when the team got to the last known position of the soldiers, they found the men's gear scattered about and smashed, as well as fresh human body parts scattered around the area. Then a 12-foot tall man with Caucasian features and skin color, even having red hair, attacked them, impaling one of the men with a giant spear, killing him. The survivors were able to bring the giant down, killing him with their automatic weapons. When the team radioed in to report what happened, the military sent a helicopter to rescue the men and retrieve the giant, forcing the men to sign NDAs and statements testifying that what attacked them as well as the previous group were Al-Qaeda fighters, thus keeping the real events top secret. The men who came forward said that the giant had two rows of teeth, six fingers on each hand, six toes on each foot, and was clearly cannibalistic, meaning he ate those unfortunate soldiers. This coincides with the ancient and medieval accounts of giants. Of course, we know that medical disorders can cause abnormal height in humans. The tallest man in recorded history was Robert Wadlow, who stood 8 foot 11 inches, this being at the low end of the reports of giants, which range anywhere from 8 feet to 15 feet tall and beyond. But rather than his height giving him immense strength and battle prowess, as often associated with giants, Wadlow had to walk with braces because his condition weakened his muscles. A situation that didn't seem to affect Andre the Giant and the Big Show, who, although very strong, also did not achieve strength beyond what is humanly possible, and reports otherwise are probably due to their wrestling personas. And gigantism doesn't account for whole tribes, even kingdoms of giants, nor the many reports of two rows of teeth and an extra digit on each hand and foot. Now, if you were to ask the average Christian today if they believe in giants, they would say no, that they are fantasy and fairy tale. But what does the Bible say? Genesis 6:4. Now giants were upon the earth in those days, for after the sons of God went into the daughters of men, and they brought forth children, these are the mighty men of old, men of renown. Much ink has been spilled to make people believe that this is not saying what it seems to be saying, that fallen angels mated with human women and produced giants. This was the view of many early church fathers, such as St. Justin Martyr, St. Irenaeus of Lyon, St. Clement of Rome, and St. Ambrose. Now, angels and humans cannot actually mate. Angels have no ability to reproduce. They have no bodies nor DNA to pass on. However, a succubus, which is a female sex demon, can seemingly mate with a human male, taking the life-given substance that results, then appear to a human female as an incubus, a male sex demon, and impregnate her. The result of these encounters would be a normal human child. Now, how that situation produced giants, I don't know. But fallen angels mating with human women, producing giants, seems, at least on the surface, to be what this Bible passage is saying. Both Saints Thomas Aquinas and Augustine saw this passage as a metaphor for holy men, the descendants of Seth, mating with evil women, the female descendants of Cain. And that very well may be. But that doesn't explain these verses, 1 Samuel 17:4. And there went out a man baseborn from the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Geth, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. Now today we are told that ancient men were shorter than the average man today, and Goliath was simply of above average height, maybe 6'6", while most men were around 5 foot, give or take, making Goliath exceptionally tall for his time, but not out of the realm of possibility. Unfortunately for this modernist interpretation, the Bible tells us how tall he was, 6 cubits and a span, which does not mean 6'6", it means 9'9". A cubit is roughly 18 inches, and a span half of that. So Goliath was nearly 10 foot tall. Deuteronomy 2:10-11. The Emims first were the inhabitants thereof, a great people and strong and so tall. They were esteemed as giants, and were like the sons of the Anasiums. Numbers 13:33-34. And they spoke ill of the land which they had viewed, before the children of Israel, saying, the land which we have viewed devoured its inhabitants. The people that were beheld are of a tall stature. There we saw certain monsters of the sons of Anak, of the giant kind, in comparison of whom we seemed like locusts. Deuteronomy 3:11. For only Og, king of Basan, remained of the race of the giants. His bed of iron is shown, which is in Raboth, of the children of Ammon, being 9 cubits long and 4 wide. That's 13.5 feet long and 6 feet wide. Deuteronomy 1:28. Whither shall we go up? The messengers have terrified our hearts, saying, the multitude is very great and taller than we. The cities are great and walled up to the sky. We have seen the sons of the Anasiums there. 1 Chronicles 2:6-8. And there was again war with Gath, where there was a man of great stature who had 6 fingers on each hand and 6 toes on each foot, 24 in number, and he also was descended from the giants. Well, isn't that interesting? The Bible says these giants, who clearly stood 10 to 13 foot tall, perhaps even taller, had 6 fingers on each hand and 6 toes on each foot, just like the many non-biblical accounts around the world. Notice that other than Genesis, all the biblical accounts are after the flood and written as historical accounts in historical books that Christians take as historically accurate when it comes to the existence of Moses, the enslavement and release thereof of the Hebrew people, the parting of the Red Sea, the wandering in the desert, and the conquest of the Holy Land. We just forget to mention that many of those who were conquered were in fact giants. If you believe that the Torah, which includes the books of Deuteronomy and Numbers, was an accurate historical account written by Moses, and that the other books were written accurately as well, as I do, and not inventions centuries later, as modern secular scholars claim, then you have to admit that giants, not overgrown humans, but a race of giants at least existed, if not exist. Now, you might say, if they exist, why can't we confirm it? Why isn't this common knowledge? I mean, after all, humans have explored everywhere. Well, to the locals in the Solomon Islands who converted to Christianity in the 20th century and parts of Afghanistan, it is common knowledge. And many of those explorers reported encounters with giants, as stated earlier. But the dynamic has changed in the last few centuries. Until then, giants certainly had the upper hand. There wasn't much we could do to stop them. But that's not the case today. The introduction of guns and even other more powerful modern weapons have flipped the situation in our favor. The giants may be primitive, but they're not stupid. If they are still around, they probably know that now it is in their best interest not to be seen. Consider this. This is a map of the U.S. that you've no doubt seen. It shows the areas of the United States that are populated by humans. Notice that, geographically speaking, humans populate a very small portion of the United States. This is even more pronounced in other countries such as Canada and Africa. And there are many areas in the world untouched by humans. There is plenty of world to hide creatures who don't want to be seen. And the few people who do live in those areas always talk about strange creatures lurking in those places. Now, I chalk most of that up to demonic trickery when it comes to Bigfoot, aliens, etc. But giants are in the Bible. The Bible says giants are real. I'm not saying they definitely exist now. I'm saying it's possible they exist now. But I am saying they definitely existed in the past. So laugh at me all you want. I'm just going by what the Bible says. Until my next video, God bless.